Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Shot in the Dark. I am your host, John Cena Evil here. Let's get right down to it, starting with AEW Rampage. We have Claudio Castagnoli defeating Ruggiero of CMLL. Matt Menard and Nigel McGuinness kept bickering throughout this match. Good showing from Ruggiero, but Claudio catches him with the neutralizer to get the pin. Claudio went to shake Ruggiero's hand after and show respect to him, just to low blow him as Magnus ran out with a chair to scare off Claudio. The feud between Blackpool Combat Club and CMLL continues. Lance Archer and The Righteous defeated Luke Langley, Anaya, and Vought. Easy pin here from Archer, hitting Blackout from one victim onto the other to get the pin. Rio defeated Trish Adora. This is Rio's first 2024 appearance for AEW, at the last appearing at the World's End pay-per-view. Real fun and fast match here with Rio hitting running double knees to end it and get the pin over Adora. Alex Marvez was trying to get a word with Ruby Soho and Angela Parker ahead of their date, but they get stopped by Saraya and Harley Cameron as Zack Knight attacks Parker from behind, and they held Ruby just to watch. Looks like they're leading to some mixed match tag team between these four. We have the return of Mark Henry introducing us to the main event, and it is Magnus versus Matt Sydal in a match that was retroactively made into a qualifying match for the All-Star 8-Man Scramble at Revolution. I actually recently saw Magnus live at an MLW taping in Queens. Very good showing from him, and this is not Magnus Nick Aldis from TNA. This is CMLL Magnus. Very good back-and-forth match here until Magnus hit the running double knees in the corner to end and pin Sydal and advance to the pay-per-view. We go to TNA Impact. Starts with Steve Maclin defeating Speedball Mike Bailey. Pretty good opener here that saw Maclin dodge the ultimate weapon and hitting the KIA for the pin and the win. Maclin then cuts a promo after on Nick Nemeth, talking trash about him not even being there, but he gets cut off by a video from Nemeth, who's in New Japan right now. And he talks about winning the IWGP Global Heavyweight Championship, and he challenges Maclin to a match at Sacrifice. We see footage from earlier today where Frankie Kazarian isn't allowed in the building, and Gia Miller tells him that she got word that he has been suspended. Kazarian left, but tells Gia to give a warning to Santino Marella. Jake Sumpton defeated Laredo Kid in a quick match, catching Laredo off the ropes into the void for the pin. Alan Angels had Khan on an episode of Soundcheck, his talk show here, and Angels tried to connect with their history with the design, but Khan wasn't falling for it. They quickly get interrupted, though, by PCO, who showed up and starts brawling with Khan. Rich Swann and Joe Henry defeated Diener and AJ Francis, who's making his TNA wrestling debut here, with Henry hitting the standing ovation on Diener to get the pin. We get this spooky promo from the Decay, pretty much asking for their rematch against MK Ultra for the Knockouts tag team titles. They announced that Hammerstone, the former Alex Hammerstone of MLW, has signed with TNA, and he'll face off against Josh Alexander at Sacrifice. Gia Miller was trying to interview Josh Alexander about it, but he gets really interrupted by Dirty Dango, who's pushing for his wrestling school, and this just pisses off Alexander and challenges Dango to a match on the next episode. We had the presentation of the new X Division champion in Mustafa Ali, who comes out flocked by security and the good hands. He was going off about making the X Division great again, but Chris Sabin quickly interrupts him and enters the ring. They go back and forth with insults until Sabin takes out Ali with a cheap shot as the good hands jump in until Kevin Knight and Kushida run out for the save. Ash Bettlegans comes out just to announce that next week she will have her second match. We have a TNA Knockouts World Championship number one contenders match, Tasha Steelz versus Xia Brookside, which ends in a double countout when they couldn't stop fighting on the outside. Jordynne Grace comes out and said that she'll give both of them a title shot in a triple threat at Sacrifice. I will have a report for Sacrifice up this weekend as well on PulseWrestling.com. And the main event of Impact was Brian Myers, Eddie Edwards, and Moose of the System defeated Eric Young and ABC. Absolute nonstop chaos throughout this match, but it ends with the System triple teaming Chris Bay after some distraction from Alicia Edwards as Eddie Edwards hits a backpack stunner on Bay, followed by a top rope elbow by Myers for the pin and the win. We go to TNA Explosion. Jody Threat defeated Killer Kelly after hitting the F5. Gia Miller's Around the Ring was with Chris Bay, where they talked about her coming up with the ABC name, actually, as she is dating Ace Austin. And they talk about Bay making music and his new album coming out on March 25th. And in the main event of Explosion, in a no disqualification match for the TNA Digital Media Championship, Crazy Steve defends his championship against Rhino. Steve gets the win by dodging a gore by Rhino, who went crashing through a table in the corner as he gets the pin. We go to Ring of Honor on Honor Club. This starts with a quarterfinal match in the Ring of Honor Women's World Television Title Championship tournament here, as Queen Aminata defeated Taya Valkyrie. Hard-hitting match back and forth until the end, where Aminata catches Taya in the face with a headbutt to get the pin. Commentary mentions that this ended Taya's undefeated single streak here in Ring of Honor, and Aminata will face the winner of Layla Hirsch and Red Velvet. Lee Johnson defeated Mike Sydal, the brother of Matt Sydal, his first Ring of Honor appearance since 2013, and the first time we've seen him here since AEW Dynamite in August of 2021. Good showing from both until Johnson catches Sydal in a neckbreaker to get the pin. Commander defeated Blake Christian. Great matchup here. Commander ends it with his rope walk shooting star for the pin. Lexi and Air had an interview segment where she brought out Athena and Billy Starks on the stage for a live interview. Athena tells Lexi to stop chasing Dalton Castle around backstage and talks about beating Nyla Rose. Billy talked about how she's been running through the women's television tournament on her own, so Athena says she better win that title or else. Taiji Ishimori defeated Jacoby Watts, Ishimori's first Ring of Honor appearance since May 2013, and Ishimori gets a submission win pretty quickly here with a Border City stretch. In the main event for custody of the boys, Brandon and Brett, Johnny TV defeated Dalton Castle. The Iron Savages and Jack Jameson come out during Castle's entrance and give him some of the Savage Sauce to get him all hyped up for this match. Bunch of shenanigans during this from the outside with Taya Valkyrie and the boys, but Johnny TV was able to hit the Starship Pain on Castle for the win and has acquired custody of the boys, who Audrey Edwards kind of held up as if there were titles throughout this match. That was pretty funny. So looks like we'll be getting a lot of segments coming up soon with Johnny TV and the TV Ready Boys. I don't know what you call them, TV Boys. I'm sure they'll have fun with it. We got a Women of Wrestling Superheroes. Coach Campanelli, Pep Riley, and Sasha Sparks of Team Spirit defeated the Brat Pack in a WOW Trios title tournament semifinal. It was actually a rematch from a couple weeks ago when Ariel Sky got hurt mid-match and it ended in a no contest. So this time, Coach Campanelli takes her spot as Ariel joins commentary. And Coach gets the pin on Little J Boogie after hitting the buzzer beater. And Team Spirit will face Exile in the finals of the tournament to determine who the first ever Trios champions are here in WOW. Holly Dead defeated Goldie Collins after hitting Darkness Falls. Candy Crush defeated Ice Cold after hitting her Lights Out Suplex. And in the main event, the All-American Girls defeated Grits and Glam of Amber O'Neil and Jesse Jones. As Santana, Garrett, and Americana get the double pin after they both hit In Stereo Supernatural Moonsaults, as they call it. We go to NWA Power. This is actually the first ever Power from the new Power Station Studios in Tampa, Florida. Actually looks pretty nice here. And we start with an NWA World Junior Heavyweight Championship match as Colby Carino defends against Gabo the Clown after hitting the Zed's Dead DDT. Pretty and Power cut a promo on the King Bees cashing in their title rematch in a pretty match where it's going to be 2 out of 3 falls, and if the King Bees win, get a pin over one of them, they will get a title shot against Kenzie Page and her women's championship. We have a non-title match here as the tag champions Blunt Force Trauma defeated Gags the Gimp and Salvation of the Miserably Faithful after hitting a sidewalk slam flying elbow combo on Gags to get the pin. And in the main event, Maxine Paler defends the NWA World Television Championship. This is the male version, so she holds both the male and the female, and depending on who her opponent is, that is the title that she will defend. So she defends the men's title against Mims, and this actually goes to the 6:05 time limit draw here, because as Mims had the pin just as the time was running out and he was about to get the win, Max attacks Mims after the match as Dak Draper had to hold Mims back, and then Mims also put his hands on Father James Mitchell, who then said he will condemn Mims to hell on earth as a result for touching him. On NXT Level Up, we start with Channing Stacks Lorenzo defeating Kale Dixon, who's having his first match in 8 months as they stated he had an injury. I also know that he was supposed to be off appearing on The Bachelorette, so I'm not sure if he did that as well during his time off. But Stacks gets the win after hitting the Cement Shoes Stomp to get the pin. We hear for the first time from Javon Evans backstage, who showed a lot of confidence and charisma first time hearing him talk from my end here. Lola Vice defeated Ren Sinclair, who's making her Level Up debut. Good showing from both as Vice stopped the former Maddie Rinkowski with a spinning back fist to get the impressive win here. And in the main event of Level Up, Javon Evans defeated Javier Bernal. Javon getting a pretty good reaction here from the crowd for his entrance, and he deserved it because he looked amazing as expected during this match, and he gets his first victory in WWE after hitting this wild corkscrew dive after jumping off the corner. I'm sure you've seen gifs of this. If not, after this, please go on X or Twitter and look up this move. In the main event, the main event of Shot in the Dark, we have WWE main event as Ivy Nile defeated Xia Li in a very good opener here by submission after putting on the Dragon Sleeper, and Ivar defeated Apollo Crews after hitting the top rope moonsault as Crews remains winless in 2024. Like I said, I will have a report for the TNA Sacrifice pay-per-view this Friday, which is tomorrow if you listen to this on Thursday, as well as some other reports I have on PulseWrestling.com with the Intimidation Games show that I attended here in Queens, New York, as well as House of Glory Reckoning, which I attended as well. Both of those are on PulseWrestling.com, as well as my weekly AEW Dynamite reports. Look out for some new merch, possibly as well, on some other shows that I appear on. But that is it for me this week. You can catch me here next week for another episode of Shot in the Dark. Chop-Teeth.com.